Wow, good morning, good morning. Wow. Good morning. I'm Coach Raquel. It's another Thursday morning, and I am here again with Finding Happy. I've not been on for a while, so I'm just getting back into it. Wow. Oh wow. Amazing. So today I've been feeling the for those of you who've heard who are listening, who've listened before, you know that finding happy is where I come to share my story with with hope that it will inspire and uplift, and also that it will help you know that you're not alone. It's also my cleansing and healing place. This is where I come when I need healing, when I need serenity, when I need to just connect with myself, you know, when I just need to give myself a chance, give myself a break, if you will. So my name is Coach Raquel, and this is Finding Happy. What I do, I help people present their brands to the world through transformative and strategic planning and alignments. I use my own experience to uplift and inspire. And I just want to remind you this morning that you are loved. You are loved. And if you want to learn more about me, you can go to mycoachministry.com or at mycoachministry. So let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is be careful with agreements. Be careful with agreements. You know, everything in life is about agreements. Everything. Hang on, hang on. What was that? Hold a second, please. Let me make sure my device is set properly so that there is no feedback. Did you just hear that feedback? Hang on a second. Anyway, how are you guys doing? How's your day going? How's life? How have you been? It's been a while. It's been a long time. It's been a very, very long time since I've been here, since I've done this. You know, I just have been going through transformation and different things and working on different projects, helping other people achieve their goals, you know, and creating platforms for other people to get their voices heard, if you will. You know, that's kind of what I've been doing. But how have you been doing? Please tell me in the comments, how have you been doing? How did you survive 2020? What was 2020 like? I think the last time I did a podcast was in 2020. Yes, I believe so. That it was that long ago. Wow, it was that long ago. I think things changed for everyone. Yeah, I think everyone had changes in their life, in their lives. Everyone, you know, because we were all dealing with that COVID situation. You know, so let me test this again. There we go. So I believe that we were all going through something, you know? And we're here. For those of us who survived, we're here. Wow. Gratitude, right? I'm so thankful. I am really, really thankful. God has been faithful, and I'm just very thankful that He has been there and He continues to be there for us so that we could be here today. You know, and regardless of the challenges that you face, regardless of the issues that we have to deal with and cope with, regardless of all the fights, all the struggles, you know, all the Hard times, the challenging times, the issues that we've had to face, regardless of all of that, we're here. We are here. And for that, I know for sure and for certain that I'm thankful. I'm extremely thankful, because God, sorry, has really been faithful. He has been faithful. He's been faithful to me. So I am thankful, very, very thankful. Yes. So now that we've done our catch up and see how we're doing, Maria from Cambodia, thank you for reaching out. I hope to connect with you again soon. And everyone else, that I used to connect with when I did my podcast. I'm here again. And with the grace or through the grace of God, I will be here every week again, Thursdays. Usually I come on at Thursdays at 10, but I'm just going to say Thursdays to be safe. But hopefully it will be available to you by 10 a.m. Yes. So today we're talking about, and again, let me remind you who I am. I'm Coach Raquel, and the name of this podcast is Finding Happy. I help people present their brands to the world through transformative and strategic planning and alignments. I use my own experience to uplift and inspire. That is why I'm here. I'm here to remind you that you are so loved. And today our topic is be careful with agreements. I mean, be very, very careful with agreements. There's this book that I started reading in 2020. It's called The Fifth Agreement, one of the most powerful books I have ever, ever, ever read. Powerful book. And one of the unique things about it, not that I consider myself equal to the author, but he spoke about the very things that were running around in my own mind. And if you're someone who's listened to my podcast, Finding Happy, or my morning show that I used to do, I don't do it anymore. You would have heard the things I talked about, and I promise you, if you pick this book up and start reading it, you're going to see what I mean, right? So it's called The Fifth Agreement, A Practical Guide to Self-Mastery, a Toltec wisdom book, one of the most powerful books. And I'm just going to read a paragraph from it and get into, the conversation. Usually I don't prepare a script or anything. I speak from my heart and I draw from my experience and I trust God to lead the process. Yes? So Chapter 3 says, the story of you. The first agreement, be impeccable with your word. And for anyone who knows, the author is Don Miguel Ruiz, and he has another book called the Four Agreements. This one I'm reading is the fifth. So the first agreement says, be impeccable with your word. For thousands of years, humans have tried to understand the universe, nature, and mainly human nature. It's amazing to observe humans in action all around the world, in all the different places and cultures that exist on this beautiful planet Earth. Humans make a lot of effort to understand, but in doing so, we also make a lot of assumptions. As artists, we distort the truth and create the most amazing theories. We create entire philosophies and the most amazing religions. We create stories and superstitions and everything, including ourselves. And this is exactly the main point. We create them. Isn't that powerful and interesting? Isn't that powerful and interesting? Let's really, really think about it. Yes? Let's really, really think about it. Aren't we creating everything? Aren't we creating everything? Yes, we are. And let's look at agreements. What is an agreement? We make agreements every day. We make agreements with people. We make agreements with things. We make agreements with ideas. We keep making agreements. Sometimes it happens on autopilot where we agree to something we haven't even, it's like it just automatically happens. It's like we just go with the flow. It's like we just, I'm there with you. So according to one dictionary, an agreement is harmony or accordance in opinion or feeling. I call it synergizing with someone else in thoughts or actions. When we harmonize with them, when we co-write with someone, when we take sides, when we decide that we're going to share an understanding with someone else. It's an agreement. When you co-sign, because sometimes when, like, for example, just an example, this morning I was having a conversation with my business partner, and he said to me when I was done, when we were finished, he said, "Get ready for the storm," or something like that. And I came off feeling like, you know, like, no, what storm? You know, when I was in the conversation, when I spoke with him, it was like I automatically was like, yeah, let's get ready. But then I got off and I'm like, no, get ready for what storm? Why am I agreeing with this? Be careful with your agreement. So I had to check myself and I had to be like, no, we're not getting ready for any storm. Peace, be still. Yes? Peace, be still. We are not preparing for a storm. We're preparing for peace. We're preparing for grace. We're preparing for mercy. We are preparing for good things. Today is a beautiful day. That's what I'm prepared for. So be careful with your agreements. Sometimes we agree with people without even thinking about what it is they're saying or doing. Sometimes we agree with people only because we love them. Sometimes we agree with people only because we know them. Sometimes we agree, as in having the same opinion about something or concurring with people only because we want them to shut up. But we have to be more careful and more calculated with our agreements. Our agreements is everything. Things become real because we agree, right? Things exist because we agree. So we cannot afford to just give up our agreements without considerations. Let's look at how we treat our money. We put our monies in the bank because we want to protect it, right? We hide it, we cover it up, we secure it. That's what we do with money. But with our agreements, do we do the same thing? Are we as careful with our agreements? Spending money doesn't create anything. It's a tool of exchange, right? But your agreements, the agreements you make, create your world, create the things that happen in your world. It creates circumstances in your world. It creates realities in your world. You've got to be careful. We've got to be careful with our agreements. So as I was saying, as I came off the call and I'm like, he said the storm is coming, and I'm like, yeah, it's coming. And I'm like, I stopped and I was thinking, like, what storm is coming? What storm is coming? And for sure, if we both agree, believe, and disperse with that understanding, storm is coming because we created it. So I had to come off that call and undo that agreement because no, I'm not in agreement with any storm coming. Sometimes we make agreements with things that has not yet even happened. It hasn't even yet happened, but we have concluded it's going to happen. I was watching this show, I think it's called The Baker's Dozen. Yeah, with Tamara Mori Housley. She's one of the co-hosts. And there's this lady on there. She's so beautiful, voluptuous and everything. And she's a housewife, based on my understanding. And based on the Baker's Dozen, the concept is you bring a certain amount, a set of persons who are trained bakers, and then others who are just self-trained or self-taught. And this lady was a self-taught, she was self-taught. And while she was there was an error that happened with her, with whatever it is, her confectionery that she was baking. And she started freaking out. She was like, oh my gosh, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to do to turn out. I think it was a cake that she baked or something. And it didn't turn out the way she wanted it. And she was freaking out. And so the co-host with Tamara, I don't remember his name, but he is a famous baker, apparently. He baked for the Obamas and the Bushes. So it's fair enough to say he's well known, right? There goes another agreement. So he came over to her and he shared an example of when he was in the White House and he had his major dinner and he missed two plates. And he too was freaking out. And he was, about to like cry, like, what am I going to do? And then someone came into the room and said to him, oh no, it's okay because a table left. So we don't need those persons anymore. And he's like, wow. So he was saying this to her for her to help her, to help assuage the what she was feeling, to help the anxiety settle, right? But it didn't work. She was not in agreement at all. So as she continued fluttered and anxious, she only made she was she only while she completed the task, it still did not get any more of her attention than she could being anxious because she was not able to settle or to still herself or to get over the anxiety of what she thought was a failed cake. But when she was done, they looked at it and they were like, it's really lovely the way you've packaged it, the way the way you caught what fell, right? And even when she was leaving, she didn't get it. But there were others there that there was another guy there that had a similar thing. He had to rebake something, but his attitude was so different, you know? His attitude to it was so very different. And so even as a viewer watching, when I was watching her and the fact that she was still in the anxiety, and even after he tried to help her, it didn't work. I lost interest in her presentation because I wasn't in agreement with how she received it or how she responded or how she was treating it. We are making agreements every single day. And I share that story to say this, right? Regardless of what happened in this moment, so say the cakes did not turn out the way she wanted it in the beginning. That does not have to affect the next action she takes. That anxiety doesn't have to carry to be brought forward into the next activity or the next thing she has to do, right? So we have to be careful with the agreements that we make, especially the ones we make with ourselves. She decided and concluded that what she did was no good. Except she wasn't doing it for herself. She was doing it for somebody else to comment on. So while I can understand, yes, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, but guess what? It may be good enough for the person. Maybe if they don't know that I made a mistake, they won't know there's a mistake. So they won't know to assess a mistake. You know what I mean? Sometimes we're the ones that communicate our mistakes. We're the ones that say, hey, I'm nervous, when we could easily have said, hey, I'm excited. This is new for me. So the agreements we have to be careful with the agreements we made in making our minds. The agreements we make with ourselves. Who determine if the cake is lovely or not? The taster. So do my best and give it to the taster with the, attitude can go a far way. Smile, be happy. You never know. Just your attitude, just your joy may make them taste the cake and think, oh, she's so lovely. The cake tastes lovely too because she's so lovely. I'm telling you, that things happen. And I remember in the show, like Tamara said that she made a statement that I think was so true. She said, when someone looks at food, they don't think that tastes good. They say that look good. That food looks like it tastes good, looks like it tastes good, but not necessarily it tastes good because I haven't tasted it yet. So I'm saying all of that to say, be careful of the agreements we make in our own mind. Sometimes we've already agreed with ourselves and with the voices in our heads and which are with our communities and the people who don't like us that we're no good. What sense does that make though? If somebody doesn't like you and they tell you you're no good, why would you make an agreement with that? Right? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because one, they already don't like you, you know that. So what else are you expecting? right? Be careful of the agreements we make in our minds. Here are three ways in which I believe the agreements we make affect us. Three ways. One, they're agreements that we make that gives us a false sense of reality or a false sense of authenticity or what is real, what is actually true, because we have our own little truths walking around with. Yes. And because we believe it to be so doesn't necessarily mean it's true. It's like the book I was talking to you about, The Fifth Agreement. He said something that really just enlightened me. It's not something I thought about before, but when we look at something called what, for example, we call it a tree, right? Based on our symbolism, my symbol being English. When I say tree, if you listening to me understand English, you'll be thinking of something that's rooted in the ground that has leaves on it, right? But that's an agreement we're making based on language or symbol, whatever you call it, right? That's just an agreement. At the end of it is the day, the truth is it's just an object. We just call it tree because if I say to someone in China or someone who speaks Chinese who does not understand English, this is a tree, they wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Everything requires agreements. So we have to be careful with our agreements. So number one, our agreements can really give us a false sense of reality. And it doesn't mean that we can't acknowledge things. It doesn't mean that we can't say, I hear and understand what you say, but it doesn't mean we have to agree with everything. We have the right to say, to cop out and say, I hear you, I understand you, but that's not my understanding of it. That's not something I'm willing to co-sign, but I respect and value your perspective. The agreements we make can create false realities, false truths. Yes. The second thing is the agreements we make can cultivate within us unacceptable behaviors to self. I'm not even talking about behaviors that other people will accept or not, with yourself, right? With yourself. That lady with the cake that was baking, she made an agreement that other people did better than her. Yeah, we get caught up in the story of it. We get caught up in the look of things. We get caught up in everything. So she has already decided, based on taste, this one doesn't taste good. But who decides that? Maybe her cake is a whole new taste, right? Maybe her cake has a whole different, a new word, a new taste word that she's going to create called whatever, right? Yeah, we don't have to agree that because it tastes like ice cream, it's ice cream. Or because ice cream tastes so good, if my cake does not taste like ice cream, then my cake does not taste good. No, ice cream is ice cream and my cake is original. I made it. And the way it tastes is because that's how I intend for it to taste. You can create your own. So we have to be careful of how our agreements cause us to dishonor ourselves, because it does sometimes, yes? And the third one is, sometimes our agreements cause us to lose ourself. What do I mean by that? There are times when we become inauthentic so as to, in our own minds, present ourselves better to other people. But how good of a self can you be if you're not in your authenticity? Because someone else decides that pink is beautiful doesn't mean that if I'm in brown, I can't still be my kind of beautiful. If someone else's beautiful is worthy of being beautiful, why isn't yours? Why isn't mine? Why, if someone created the English language, right? It's a symbol. That's what it is. Someone created it. And I think, and they did a really good job of marketing it too. They were so good at marketing it that people wake up and don't even think about the fact that the English language isn't perfect. And then we engage in conversations, especially in relationships, and we fight and we can't understand each other and we're wondering why. It's man-made. The English language is limited. And so I believe sometimes you have to create your own language. Or you have to go back to the most honest of ways, or the truth, the God-made ways of communicating. For example, smile, the creator's way. And when I say God, I mean your understanding of him. You don't need to understand God the way I do. Your own understanding of him. I have my own understanding of him. Each of us is a world walking around. I remember I was reading the Bible where it says, "For God so loved the world." And I was battling with it when I was younger, like, the world. Does that mean that he didn't send anyone to die for me because it's the world he sent his son for? And I used to battle with it. And then I think it was like last year or early this year. Oh, darn, we're in November, aren't we? We're in November 2021. Good grace. Yes, it was early this year. Oh my gosh, the time is flying. And I sat down and I'm like, I started really processing and thinking and growing and transforming my mind and learning new things and reading new books. And I'm realizing that I'm a whole world. I mean, I create a whole reality in my mind. And guess what happened? My world makes agreement with your world, and that's how the bigger world or the outer world exists. Now, that's only my understanding of it. I'm not requiring asking anyone to agree with me, but it was an interesting understanding when I really thought about it. I mean, I create things. I don't need anyone to exist. All I have to do is close my eyes. Doesn't that happen to you too? Don't you sometimes go into a world of your own? Don't you find yourself sometimes when you're by yourself having a whole party by yourself? I do. I don't know if that makes me crazy or what, but I like it. Even if it's crazy, then I like being crazy. See, things don't have to be what you think they are. They can be what you intend them to be. They can be what you proactively cultivated to be. You don't have to just agree because the world or other people says or other worlds say so. You don't have to just go with the flow. You're a creator. You were designed to create, which means that you can create your own symbols. You can create your own understanding of things. You can create your own way of being. And that does not mean that agreeing with others isn't important. I can give you three reasons agreements are important. One, I believe in the God that I believe inspired the Bible. Now, let me be clear. I don't believe in the Bible. I believe in the God that inspired the Bible. So I read it and get my own understanding. Yes? But my relationship is not with the Bible, it's with God. Just saying that. God of my understanding. Not trying to offend anybody. But yes, one, it's important because I believe when the Bible says where two or three are gathered, you see, it's agreements. When two person when so let's say I say right now that my wall is white. Yeah. It's only real to me until someone else co-sign and says, "Yes, I agree, it's white." So guess what? We just agreed that whatever color is on my wall is called white. It adds it 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 is it increase it makes it real. It increases its validity when someone agrees with you. You're not alone. So that's one reason it is important. It's important to achieve things because if you want to impact the world, then you need people to co-sign with you. That's number one. Number two, Agreements are important because that's how we know we're having impact. That is the we need feedback to know that, okay, so for example, if I'm seeking to love you, let's say I'm married. I'm not married yet, but let's say I am married, right? And I want my husband to know that I love him. When I hug him, right? Gently and lovingly in my own mind, I would need him to co-sign for me to know I'm doing the right thing, the way he receives it as love. Right? So agreements allows us to have impact. Yes. And the third one is agreements allow us to change, to create change in the world. When you have agreements, so for example, let's say I have a campaign where I want to clean the ocean. Yes. For me to do that alone, I would not be able to do it in my lifetime by myself, the entire thing alone. I could do a great section, you know, I could even clean maybe one or two seas myself. But if I really want to create a change around the world, it would be great if I have someone that agree with me, at least one person in every country, in every state. So having agreements is important. All I'm saying is be careful, be mindful with your agreements. Don't just agree by default. Really think about what you're agreeing with. Don't just accept that today's going to be a bad day just because some negative voice in your head says so. You can, with your words, counteract it to be intentional about what the outcome you want. You don't just have to go with what your neighbor said. You can generate your own response to the weather. Because someone says the when the rain falls, if you go in the rain, you're going to get sick, doesn't necessarily mean if you go in the rain every single time, you're going to get sick. Perhaps what it means is, they could be right. What precautions could I take to prevent that? Not everything that's said to us is meant for us to just believe and accept and agree. Some things is just an alert to say, hey, think about it some more. Hey, put some more thought into this. Put some more planning into this, right? So this morning, when I was talking to my partner and he said, my business partner, and he said to me, oh, the storm is coming. And I just automatically agree, yes, the storm is coming. And then later had to backtrack, like, no, what storm? See, I was on autopilot. Are we on autopilot with our agreements? The agreements we make with ourselves and others determine the kind of life we live. It determines the quality of life we live. We don't just have to go along to get along. And it doesn't mean that we have to be disruptive either. But we can determine, or we should determine, what we believe, yeah, the things of our own understanding before we start making agreements with others. Really decipher, do I really truly agree with that? Like when my business partner said, storm is coming. I didn't think about it. I didn't stop and say, what storm? When is it coming? How is it gonna? I didn't even think about it. I was already in agreement, only because he's familiar to me. We're already in a conversation, and I just went with the flow. Then I had to catch myself. Hold on. What storm? Do you want a storm? Why am I agreeing to something? Do I want it? No, I don't. I do not want a storm. Peace, be still. No storm is coming. Peace is coming. Grace is coming. An amazing day is coming. What, there ain't no storm coming. No. I refuse to create that or to co-create it. Every time we make an agreement, we co-create. Do you know that? Think about it. You don't have to agree with me, but think about it. There may be some sense there. Every time we make an agreement, we co-create whatever that thing is. And just imagine when a million people agree to something. There's this thing that I have no experience in the legal field, but there's this thing from watching movies, watching, I'm an avid watcher of court cases, especially divorce court. And one of the things they always have is they call it precedent, where once something has occurred and it was tried and a judge acknowledged it as valid, another lawyer in another case can reference it. See, in referencing something, you're so once something happened, once the court allows something, so to speak, and please remember, I'm not a legal professional, I'm just sharing my understanding of it. Once a case has been tried and won, it sets precedence. It means that a similar experience can also win because the first one happened. So if John threw a ball at a tree, was taken to court and judge and the judge says that's not enough to lock him up. Just throwing a ball at a tree at a tree does not make him guilty. He's innocent. The next time that sets a precedent. So the next time if I do something similar, my lawyer can go back to the court and say, but remember when John did it, the court said he wasn't guilty. So now that Sue did it, Sue has done it. I think the same grace should be offered to Sue. See, precedent is agreements that are being made. So the truth of the matter is, based on my understanding, what I am realizing is this entire world is just people making agreements. It's just people making agreements. I remember when I learned a lot from when Donald Trump was made president, was voted in as president. I learned so much. There were things that I thought that if this person was president, these things just are done. Like, for example, the office is respected. There's certain things, and I'm not in agreement with either side. I'm just saying there's certain things I just thought. And then when he went in, for me, my experience, I felt like everything that they told us was one thing, became something different. And I remember stopping and I'm like, hold on. Like policies are man-made. They can change. But for some reason, even laws change. But it's like because it happens on a in a way that it has multiple agreements and people who we respect and value agree to something, we start, do you know that sometimes we start believing it's fact? We start agreeing that something is fact because that person that I value, that I love, that I admire, believe it and says so. Crazy. They're just human, flawed. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm not saying we shouldn't respect and value people and we shouldn't agree. We should just be intentional about it. And our agreements, we need to make sure our agreements are in our favor. When I agree to something, does it leave me vulnerable? When I agree to something, does it empower me? Be careful with agreements. That's all I'm saying. Be careful with agreements. There are three key things I believe that you should, three benefits you should get from something you're agreeing to. This doesn't make me right, but it's just my. This is how I feel about it, or three benefits I want from everything I agree to. One, it must increase my self-love and my self-worth and my self-value. The way I see myself should increase. It should get better, not worse. I shouldn't feel like I'm losing if I agree to something. Yes, that's number one. My self-love should increase. Number two, my authenticity should not be compromised. My authenticity should not be compromised. By agreeing with you, my authenticity should not be compromised. I should not have to feel like I need to be dishonest with myself so that I can be in agreement with you. And so that's number two. One, my self-love must increase. My authenticity should not be compromised. And the third one that I think for me is very important is in my agreeing with you, it should add value to you. My agreement should add value. It must add value. So three things for me that I'm becoming more intentional about when I agree to something. One, it must increase my self-love, my self-worth, my self-value, self-esteem, whatever you want to call it. Two, my authenticity is not supposed to be compromised at all. Yes? So that means that I'm supposed to be walking in my truth, not your version of truth, my truth. Yes? And number three, it should add value to who I'm agreeing with. And I'm not saying it would be good if it adds value to the rest of the world, but the rest of the world didn't come to me or is not presenting something to me. So at the very least, I'd like to know that if I'm in agreement with you, it adds value to you. It's not decreasing your self-love. It's not compromising your authenticity either. It's adding value to you. That's just what I wanted to talk about today. It was so nice being here with you. It was such a pleasure. My name is Coach Raquel. This podcast is called Finding Happy. I help people present their brands to the world through transformative and strategic planning and alignments. I am passionate about every human being, each person, each individual being allowed their space and time. Being allowed to be. Yeah, we all deserve our versions of happiness, whatever that is. We all deserve a break. We all deserve love. We all deserve time. We all deserve compassion and forgiveness and grace. And today, my wish for you is that grace will find you, that favor will cover you. You know, my hope today is that when you make agreements, your self-love, your love for yourself will increase. It is my hope that you will never have to compromise on who you are, and that it will add value where you want value added with the people around you, so that they can in turn pour out favor on you. That's my wish for today. I haven't been here since 2020. Oh my gosh. It feels good being back. It's not because I don't want to come back. Sometimes I'm just disobedient, you know? But it feels so good to be back and to be doing this. And I just feel so honored. I just want to shout out some of you who are listening. And if I get your name wrong, please, please, please forgive me. Jed. Yeah, I can't pronounce that. Jed. Thank you for joining me. Sears Oil, thank you so much for being here. Manu Mohana, thank you for being here. OJ28, bless you. VCVKVMNJ, thank you for being here. Mohammed, thank you for joining me. Tony, thank you for being here. Sidoa, Sidoya, Doya. Prosper, thank you for being here. Apologies if I mispronounced that. Chuddy, bless you for being here. And Mac Mary, thank you for being here. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to me, for joining me right here on Finding Happy on UME Radio. The topic for today was be careful with your agreements. And I hope that this was useful for you. I hope that it was a blessing to you. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings because that was not my intention. But if I did, I ask your forgiveness, and I pray that it did not impact your day, because it's not worthy of doing that. It's not worth it. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. And thank you so much for listening. It's been a blast. Thank you. Bless you. Bye.